I would think after a little bit of time, when everything starts to repeat, every time you walk out to your car, you walk out the front door and walk out to your car, you've done that 1,000 times. I would think that eventually you keep doing the same stuff, the same food, the same words, the same alphabet, the same holidays, the same repeats, the same football, the same basketball, the same news, the same weather, the same everything. Once it repeats enough, you would wake up to the fact that you're in a simulation. That it's just repeating. But you can't believe it. I can't be in a simulation. It's impossible. No, it ain't. It's happening every day. It's repeating every day. The reason you don't want to believe it is because you have to admit you were wrong about reality. Yeah, but how does that line up with the scripture? Because the script, sure, is your script. Your script is scripture. Scripture is your script. If the servant's not greater than the master, and it's definitely true, if you follow the master, you're going to be following after him. What happened? The scripture was written about Jesus. All the prophecies from Genesis 3 all the way on, and probably Genesis 1 and 2 also. The scripture was written. It is written. And it was all written about Jesus. And so the script is what you're in. It all points to Jesus. Now, if you follow Jesus, you're following his footsteps, right? If you're against Jesus, you're against his footsteps. You want to do your own thing. You want to be your own God. And so when you go against the script, you're kicking against yourself. You're destroying your own self. Because the script tells you the way, because Jesus is the way. If the script pointed to Jesus and Jesus is the way, it tells you the way. So you can use the repeat simulated training program for your benefit, because it's all about the inner man anyway. It's all about the inner man, renewing the inner man. I'm going down the highway and everybody's in their little world trying to rush, get somewhere, you know. I gotta get to work. I gotta get there. I don't care who I run over and how many car wrecks I have, I'm gonna get there. Brainwashed by the system. No matter what you turn on, it's denying Jesus and worshiping yourself. That's what the whole system's trying to do. The music, the media, and everything. Your job, your neighbors, if you're married to an unsaved. Even if you're married to somebody who claims to be saved, usually they worship themselves. It's all about fun and pleasure. Let's go have some fun. Anybody comes up to you and says, what do you do for fun? I read my Bible. If anybody's trying to pull you into fun, that's your enemy. Anybody trying to pull you into drinking, that's your enemy. They're your enemy. Anybody trying to pull you in Gnosticism, that's your enemy. Anybody trying to pull you into something that's unscriptural, that's your enemy. you know it's a simulation because it's going to burn up. Anything that burns up is temporary. Anything that's temporary is just a simulacra. It's a simulation of the real thing. So you see people worship themselves, or they worship God, because the real deal is you're going to be worshiping God forever. So this little simulation down here, this little simulated training program, is to teach you how to worship. How to love your neighbor as yourself. How to love God. Think about that verse. Love your neighbor as yourself. So it never says to love yourself, but it says to love your neighbor as yourself. So that's just a given that most people, unless they've been abused, love themselves. If you've been abused, and there's a lot of people being abused, there's some people call it abuse. Ugh, that's not abuse. When you correct them, hold them accountable, that's not abuse. Hold them accountable for their stupidity or their wrong, that's not abuse, but they think it's abuse. The experiences you go through are actually to remind you where you're at. So if you're dealing with a narcissist, you say, well, thank you for reminding me of where I'm at. So a narcissist will wake you up to where you're at, what you're in. And this ain't no heaven on earth, that's for sure. You can try to make it that way. You work towards having a little bit of heaven on earth, but trust me, it's going to take blood, sweat, and tears to get where you want to get. Unless you got a silver spoon from your mama or your daddy. And if you do, then you're probably spoiled rotten. If you've been given it all, you're probably a spoiled rotten person. And you end up, you know, why is it the well-off families have these kids that go crazy? Because they never had to work for it, you know. There's nothing new. I remember as a kid, they were talking about somebody, and they'd say, well, they think the world owes them something. And I thought, wow. And it was true. That person thought the world owed them something. It was true.